Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
On a Wednesday evening, we welcome you in. It is time for a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. It is going to be an abbreviated edition of the program today. That's because we've got Billikens basketball. They are at home tonight over at Chaffetz Arena. They are playing host to Fordham. That's going to be a tip time of just after 7 o'clock. That means our coverage with Bob Ramsey and Earl Austin Jr. will get underway at 6:45, so about 35 minutes from right now. We're going to be done with Sports Open Line for the night and be rooting for the Billikens to get off to a 4-0 start in Atlantic 10 Conference play. Thought it was interesting. There is some stumping going on right now at the governmental level for the Billikens to leave the Atlantic 10 Conference and go to the Big East. We have heard that before. That is nothing new. Now politicians in Missouri and Ohio are standing shoulder to shoulder with the idea to get SLU to the Big East along with Dayton to the Big East, another A-10 program. And you know what? That'd be fun, but As the statement from SLU today said, they are a proud member of the Atlantic 10 Conference, and let's just live in the moment here as they're good. They're really good this year. It feels like they're on a track to get to the NCAA tournament. The next question is, can this program get back to a point, or maybe get to a point? I guess we can argue if it would be back to a point or if it's something that would be somewhat team that really is almost expected to be an NCAA tournament team on an every year basis. It would be great to have a program like that in St. Louis. So again, we've got Billikens basketball coming your way in about 35 minutes for the broadcast and about 50 minutes for when tip time is going to be. If you're still looking for something to do this evening, head on over to Chaffetz Arena. Those crowds are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. That is a great venue to watch basketball, and the more people that are in there, the better it is. So I encourage you to check that out. Want to we're going to be doing this for a little while. You know, we just spent the entire hour during Rush Hour Sports talking about baseball, and the trade of Nolan Arenado to the Arizona Diamondbacks is still, I think, fresh in the minds of a lot of people. And Arenado did meet with the Diamondbacks media today, and he had some interesting things to say. Essentially, he felt like at times he was standing in the way of what the Cardinals were trying to do moving forward with some younger players, that he was very grateful for his time in St. Louis, very grateful for the dealings with Heim Bloom here recently, as there was a lot of communication about what it might look like moving forward. He evidently added teams to his list that he would be willing to be traded to. It was previously 5 teams last year when we were going through this, evidently went up to 8 teams, and now he's in Arizona. and he's not going to be expected to do as much offensively as you would have expected. He can go hit seventh or eighth if you need him to with that Diamondbacks lineup, and it's going to be okay. Where with the St. Louis lineup, fair or not fair, he was expected to do a lot more offensively, and he was more in the middle of the order. So he's going to have an opportunity here at the end of his career to kind of ease into a place where it's going to better fit what his skill set is currently, and I'm happy for him. He could go out and have this amazing resurgence where all of a sudden we see 2022 Nolan Arenado again. You're not going to hear me being critical of the fact that the Cardinals moved on from that guy, because I don't think that's going to happen, but B, even if some version of that does happen, I don't think it would have happened in St. Louis, and more than anything else, I am happy that he's able to do that. So as long as it doesn't get in the way of the Cardinals accomplishing anything, let's go see the Arizona Diamondbacks have a nice season and Arenado be right in the middle of that. There's already some speculation that the D-backs could be interested in bringing Paul Goldschmidt back, and he could play as a platoon first baseman over at first base, because as he's moved on into his career, he's become very splitty, but he could do a nice job against left-handed starters at first base and DH a little bit. I think that would be fun. I think that would be a whole lot of fun to see Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado on the Arizona Diamondbacks together and see what it would work out. I know for some Cardinals fans, it might be a little bit painful, especially if the Diamondbacks have a nice season and if they win a bunch of games. I'm not living in the moment, so maybe as it was happening, my opinion might change on it a little bit. But if that does happen, if those two guys are there on that roster, if the Diamondbacks do end up bringing back a Paul Goldschmidt, and the team and those guys have a really good year, I really think I'm just going to be happy for them that it's working out that way. Derek Gould wrote about this a little bit in the Post-Dispatch, and we played a lot. I hope you were with us yesterday, as we did between 5 o'clock and 8 o'clock yesterday. I thought it was really, really good coverage. And also during the Gas House Gang, you know, that the trade report broke right before the Gas House Gang went on the air yesterday. So they did an hour yesterday at noon on Arenado, and then we did 3 hours here in the evening. And I hope baseball fans in St. Louis were able to take it all in. We played back much of what Chaim Bloom had to say in his Zoom media session yesterday. And at one point, he alluded to the ground that still needs to be covered. And when we played it, I specifically pointed that out. But I do hope that is something that Cardinals fans are hearing, that there is an acknowledgement from the organization that there is a ton of work to do and there is a ton of distance to get to where this team wants to go. And why that's important, I actually think that's good that they look at it that way and not bad, because if we all know where they're at, if they feel like it's a short trip to where they want to get to, well, then they probably, where they want to get to is probably being a wild card team and not being a team that's competing for World Series championships. If they acknowledge the long road that is in front of them for this organization to get to where it wants to go, then they have their eyes set where the eyes need to be set, and that's getting this team back to legitimate championship contention, which they're not at right now, and it's going to take a little bit of time to get there. We are going to take a break, and when we return, we're going to talk with our friend Bernie Miklas. Time for our weekly conversation with him. He joins us in just a moment. You are locked to a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back in. You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
And the Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We are done early today because we've got Billikens basketball. They are going to match up against Fordham this evening. That's going to be a 7 o'clock start. Our coverage, Bob Ramsey and Earl Austin Jr. will begin at 6:45. Very happy to welcome in right now. You hear them on KMOX all the time. Chris and Amy, Gas House Gang, Dave Glover Show, Sports on a Sunday Morning. Of course, you read him and you watch him as well over at STL Sports Central. It's our good friend, Bernie Miklas. Bernie, always appreciate the time. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing good, Brother Paulie. Good to be with you as always.
Yeah, I was thinking about this today. So I always like, we say things and then time passes and then we just kind of forget that we ever said stuff. And I always try to remember the things I said or the things I thought and then watching it play out. And I remember, as Chaim Bloom gets the job to become the president of baseball operations for the Cardinals, I kept saying over and over, man, this guy, he had to receive some assurances from the DeWitts about some things that they want to be able to do, because after he went through what he went through in Boston, there's no way he's walking into a new job without knowing that he's going to basically get what he wants to get from ownership. And I don't say this to like pat myself on the back. I get tons of stuff wrong, but I feel like we're seeing like the fruits of those conversations, because they are spending a lot of money for players to no longer be Cardinals, and I'm not worried about that money, but it does say something about his ability to basically do what he wants to do to put together this roster for now and for the future.
Yeah, I you know, I talked about this before, but not for a while. You know, Chaim Bloom wanted to be careful after what happened to him in Boston, although he had great admiration for the DeWitts. Like, he respected the Cardinals' winning history and the fact that for a long time their baseball operation was terrific. He knew that because John Mozeliak conveyed it to him, they needed to make a change. They needed to sort of, you know, get into the future a little bit and catch up. So Chaim Bloom came to St. Louis, and as you know, he observed for a long time. And then he finally, they were starting to get down to talking about whether he would get the job or not. And I've told this story, and I don't think Bill DeWitt Jr. minds me repeating it. So Bill DeWitt III, Bill DeWitt Jr., I don't know who else. It might have been Mo. They went into a big conference room, and they had and Chaim Bloom was going to make his presentation about what the Cardinals needed to do, how much money it would take, what kind of commitment it would require. He laid it all out. In other words, he did not, you know, underestimate it or kind of downplay the cost and just the scope of what he wanted to do. So he gave a 3.5-hour presentation, and the DeWitts were like, whoa. And Bill DeWitt, to me, joked, he said, the only thing wrong with his presentation was one thing wrong. I said, what was that? He said, I needed to go to the bathroom. You know, because he just went 3.5 hours, and both DeWitt said is the most thorough, impressive thing they've ever been a part of as far as someone making a presentation and telling them to their face, this is what's wrong. This is how it went wrong. This is what you got to fix. Here's how I'll fix it. This is what I need. This is the kind of commitment it's going to take, and right on down the line. And the DeWitts were very, very impressed. Now, listen, they were going to hire him anyway, but they were sort of blown away by how comprehensive and how direct he was, and also how candid he was. And I think he had them right there. Not that they would have denied, you know, contributing money to make these trades work and contributing money to the redevelopment of the farm system and all that. They were going to do that. But they just realized, wait a minute, this guy is exactly what we need. And you know, Let's make sure we give him everything he needs. And they have absolutely followed up on that. Now, you know, for the people that are DeWitt haters who you know, choose to forget the first 27 years of his ownership, that shouldn't be surprising because the Cardinals for the longest time were sort of on top of things. And then they went into a slump. They neglected some stuff. It got bad. But they dug in again and they brought in a guy and they said, you do whatever you have to do and we're behind you. And that's exactly what's been happening. And I find it really encouraging.
It's going to be fun to watch here because now with Arenado being traded, there is they've got nothing that they are totally locked in on beyond this year. If you are a president of baseball operations who wants to have resources plus a completely blank slate, that's a pretty rare thing to have. Like guys rarely go into situations with that, and Himes got that opportunity, and basically it starts right now.
Yeah, you and I were chatting a little bit last night through text message, and I, you know, wrote about it, talked about it, did a video about it today. You know, Heim Bloom, this is the most unique situation with Cardinals baseball that I've seen since I've been, you know, covering it. And it's basically goes back to the mid-1980s, but continuously since 1989. The Cardinals are in a situation where they have no obligations contractually beyond the end of the season. They are not committed to anything beyond the end of the season. Now, people will say, well, what about all the young players? Well, true, but the point is the Cardinals, when the young players get to salary arbitration and they move ahead in salary arbitration, the Cardinals don't have to offer them arbitration. They don't have to bring them back. And the same applies to even the younger players who don't or aren't arbitration eligible. The Cardinals aren't committed to any of them. They can make a choice on a year-by-year basis whether to bring them back, and those guys don't make that much money anyway. But the Cardinals have no, literally no contract obligations, guaranteed contract obligations after the end of 2026. It is a blank slate. It's amazing. They've got the third youngest roster in the majors as of now, average. They only have one player left who was part of the 2021 team, which was the first year Arenado was here. That's Lars Nootbaar. And the Cardinals have only four players who have been who have more than 4 years of major league service time. So this really is a blank slate because there's no contractual obligations or entanglements. There's no messes to clean up because Heim Bloom has already cleaned up all the messes that were here when he took over. And this is kind of I would imagine for a lot of people, the Cardinals, like including the DeWitts, this has got to be kind of a liberating thing to know like, hey, we're like starting over and all of the messes are cleaned up and now we have to just start to fill in the blanks. And Heim Bloom's going to be able to do that. And I think it's pretty cool myself.
Yeah, and Bernie, that average age is likely to go down because Brendan Donovan, JoJo Romero are actually a couple of the older, I say that in air quotes, older guys on the team. And if they get traded, that's just going to be – now they're going to bring in some sort of veteran outfielder, right-handed hitter at some point in time, some way, some fashion. Like Heim talks about that way too often for it not to happen. But the point being is the guys that they still could potentially move on from are on the upper end of that young average.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And I think, you know, right now, in terms of people that are on the active roster, you know, the Cardinals have a payroll, you know, $64 million or so, but that's a little misleading because that doesn't take into account all the young guys that they'll be giving contracts to, you know, the Mason Wynns and the Victor Scotts and so on and so forth. But imagine the situation, though, where in the past, because the Cardinals, frankly, were stuck with bad contracts of their own making, you know, if they wanted to do this or if they wanted to do that or were they thinking about this? Oftentimes the answer was, boy, we really can't do that because we already have a guy at that position and I know he's not playing well, but, you know, we have to pay him guaranteed for another 2 or 3 years. So we're sort of trapped. And then, you know, so right on down the line, they would have all these log jams. They would decide they would make personnel decisions based on whether they owed a guy money or not. In other words, and I think there was a point in time with Bill DeWitt where if a guy was under contract, he was under contract. He wouldn't, it wasn't a thing. Well, let's just eat the money and, you know, move on. that just didn't happen. It happened a little bit. You know, they would like Johnny Peralta, you know, they sent him packing with like maybe a half season left on his contract. But that's why what's happened now is so incredibly different, because they did eat a lot of money, $9 million to make these three deals happen. But the thing that's interesting about that, they still save $59 million because they were going to owe, if they did nothing with Gray and Contreras and Arenado, if they just let them play their contracts out here, they would have paid those guys $118.5 million. Well, they ate the money, which came to $59 million. So basically, the Cardinals saved almost 50% of what they would have owed to them. So that's why I laughed when I heard a couple people talking about, well, I just don't understand how you can, you know, trade Nolan Arenado to the Diamondbacks and help them win, but yet you're paying him all but $11 million. Like, why would you do that? Well, because you're rebuilding. That's why the Diamondbacks aren't a rebuilding team, and you're still saving money anyway. So, I don't know, Matt. I don't know if I'm a little impatient. I don't know whether you know, I'm unreasonable, but I continue to be just astonished that people don't understand by now what a rebuild is and how it works.
Yeah, and keep watching, because it's going to keep going on here for a while, and it's going to be it's going to punch you in the face here pretty good. Successful organizations get their own guys that are part of their core and lock them in. And I think Mason Wynn is probably part of that. I think we can assume that J.J. Weatherholt is part of that group. And more often we're seeing teams go out there and sign guys to contract extensions, buying out the arbitration years and getting a year or two of their free agency on the other side. Am I putting the cart in front of the horse, or is that maybe something that should be on the list right now for Heim Bloom, of actually going and talking to some of these guys who you view as core players moving forward and actually looking at some of those long-term type deals?
Well, maybe, but I wouldn't rush into anything. Okay. Because, you know, there's still all of these guys, even though you like them, there's still questions about them. And you can afford to take another year to see if they take a step forward or not. And by the way, that applies to Mason Wynn, who we all love, but he's excellent defensively. I think there's a lot more offensive ability there. I think he's going to have to show he can do a better job of hitting in the big leagues and running the bases. You know, this is no shot at you, believe me, but I read some of the blogs on, there's a lot of great blogs about Cardinals baseball. I mean, people do a great job, but it's like every other day, there's these breathless things written about, oh, now you got to extend this guy. Oh, they got to extend that guy. Now it's time to extend Burley, extend Wynn, extend Donovan, extend. It's just like, my gosh, did we not learn anything at all from the previous regime and getting bogged down by contracts that backfired? There's just no rush to do that, the way I see it. There will be a time and a place to do that. But what is the rush? You know, you still have time to evaluate these guys.
I wouldn't be angry if they did it, but I'm also not of the it's not like burning a fire in my backside that they need to go extend these guys. They've got got plenty of time. And bluntly, I think Heim Bloom's got some more important things to work on here in the near term as well.
Right.
Bernie, we always love our conversations. Before we get you out of here, can you share with us about Saliga?
You got it, brother. Always love talking with you. Saliga Heating and Cooling, you know, the same family as Saliga's, four generations have owned this business since 1927. I always repeat this, but I love that. Sometimes I say, what? I don't even have to, you know, kind of, you know, convince people they should call Saliga Heating and Cooling. Let that number stick out to you. I mean, how great do you have to be as a continuously owned family business for 100 years in St. Louis, Missouri? How great do you have to be to still be going strong 100 years after you first opened? And we have plenty of experience with that in the Miklas home, because we've been a Saliga family for 18 years. Dan Saliga has done a great job as the fourth generation owner operator. And they set the standard for their honesty, integrity, their professionalism, their knowledge. When they come into their home, your home, they're very, very classy. Never going to try to hustle you, twist your arm, try to talk you into something, try to talk you up into buying a repair job or selecting a repair job that's going to be the most expensive. In our experience, they always find a way to save us money, and they start with that. Well, what can we do to solve the problem at least expensive way? Their integrity is beyond reproach, and they're a pleasure to deal with, and their response time is great, and you don't worry anything at all about Saliga Heating and Cooling. So I heartily recommend them based on our 18 years of doing business with them. And so it's a St. Louis family business, and we need to support local family businesses. So if you want to find out more, including about the Priority Club, it's a maintenance plan that's going to save you money by extending the life of your current equipment, just go to SaligaHeatingAndCooling.com. You'll see the phone number. That's SaligaHeatingAndCooling.com. Thank you.
Indeed, we are the home of the Billikens, and we've got Billikens basketball for you coming up this evening as they are in action, and we are going to be able to bring that for you coming up in just a little while. Matchup against Fordham tonight, that's going to be a 7 o'clock tip-off, or maybe just after 7 o'clock, and then we are going to get underway with coverage at our coverage will get underway at 6:45 with Bob Ramsey and Earl Austin Jr. This just got posted not that long ago over at The Athletic. Evan Drellich wrote it. He's really good. He was on the Gas House Gang yesterday. He gave a little bit of an update on the TV situation and where that's going for Major League Baseball teams. As I'm sure you know, the Cardinals, along with a bunch of other teams in baseball, had ended their contracts with what is FanDuel Sports Network and their parent company, Main Street Sports. I don't need to like go back through all the background on that, but there was a rights payment that was missed to the Cardinals. There had been speculation that you could see a scenario play out where the network stops to exist even before the current basketball and hockey season. Like, just a lot going on. So this network, as it did before, because it felt like the network was on its final and last legs last year, they are trying to find a way to extend their life again. And also, another piece of background, the last time this happened, the Cardinals, along with most other teams in baseball, took a pretty significant cut to stay on the regional sports network. For the Cardinals, it was reported it was about a 25% cut in their annual rights fee. So when this last thing happened where all the teams canceled the contracts, I think a lot of people, even myself, at the moment assumed that's the end of the Cardinals on FanDuel Sports Network and that they are going to go the MLB media route, which is what most teams that leave FanDuel have done. Well, it was reported at the time that the FanDuel people, Main Street, would be giving like follow-up offers to the teams to try to entice them to stay. And evidently that has happened. I read, and you should be subscribed to The Athletic. It's awesome if you've got the financial ability to do so. FanDuel, Main Street Sports, has gone back to the various teams that they were broadcasting with that are now basically broadcasting free agents, including the Cardinals. And they are seeking three-year deals with all those teams. The three-year deals would be contingent upon Main Street Sports finding a buyer in a short amount of time. They had reportedly been talking with DAZN about possibly buying them. At one point, there was a rumor about Fubo being interested in them. I didn't totally buy that report. The DAZN report seemed to have some merit to it, but also that was a deal that seemingly was dying. Main Street is proposing a modified rights fee model where basically there would be a revenue share. Now, that doesn't so much apply to the Cardinals because the Cardinals have already made the decision, and this was reported by Derek Gould in the Post-Dispatch, that no matter what, whether they're back on FanDuel or whether they go their own way with MLB, that they are going to that they're going to be doing all of their in-house sales. So I don't know what that would look like for this, but basically they're saying that there's going to be some sort of revenue sharing component that may not apply to the Cardinals situation. It's just, I guess the thing I'm rooting for, I would like all the teams to kind of come together. And I know people can like say collusion or whatever, but I would like the nine teams to all make the same decision together. And there's also the report also indicates that Main Street has proposed a situation where the rights fees are going to be delayed a few quarters down the line. So they basically don't have the money right now. I'm not trying to like root against anybody at this moment, but as I read through this story from Evan, like I don't totally understand why why you would jump back in with them. I just don't know. Deadly says, if I'm FanDuel, I'm not paying the Cardinals jack squat with the rebuild. The Cardinals are still one of the most highly ranked television broadcast out there. That, in fact, the Cardinals are the single most valuable team that they still have available to talk to. The Cardinals haven't been winning a lot, but a whole lot of people watch those games, and that's all that really matters. All right, that's it for the show today. We've got countdown to opening day tomorrow. We'll have Greg Amsinger on the show. We'll talk to you then here on KMOX.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.